Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our podcast today, this morning. Happy Sunday to everybody. Hopefully you all are here and ready to have a little fun today on this podcast. So today we are going to get started. So the podcast today is set up by Anchor. It's completely free. And today we're going to talk about community and online safety. Well, because of this purpose, we're going to talk about community and online safety. Being online, and if your son or daughter is over under 18 and they got their first phone and they're like, hey, can I have a Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever there is out there? Maybe not until age 20. If possible, because if they're below age 20, there are some people out there that make it feel like, oh, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have. Because giving my child a chance to use social media to meet up with friends from school or that kind of stuff, it is, should be a way for a waiting game. You should wait till they're age 20 to be able to give them any access to social media, because it could be dangerous, it's not safe. And it's important to remember that if you do try to give it early, make sure you're watching their social media for any messages from creepos, hacking purposes, forgetting their password. Make sure as you parents have access to their social media accounts and to their texting, so that you know what they're saying to friend to friend. The best thing to do is to get Find My Friend. It's an app. It can track I think there's an app that you can download that makes you have access to your kid's or son or daughter's phone to see what they are doing on their phone. Because a lot of time you might think, oh, my son or daughter will be awesome online. Well, sometimes it doesn't work the way you want it to work. Does it? No, it does not. Because it is what it is. And a lot of time when your son or daughter is messaging or whatever, it could be they need to know the person before they accept their request. Or they're like, hey, I know your dad, I work with him, blah, blah, blah. Don't accept it. Ask your parents first before you accept the request of being your that, just to make sure. So then it's safe for you. Okay? And another thing is, if you're at a workplace, you should be polite to your coworkers. They are there to help you, support you, just like at home, like your own parents. And another thing is that a lot of time I would say, hey, can you go do this? Hey, can you go do that? It is a way to keep yourself safe. And if you're outside, always make sure you're looking at your surroundings. Because there could be somebody that might kidnap you, or your kid, or whatever. So you always have to be on the lookout. You should always be outside with your son or daughter. Don't want them outside by themselves. It's not safe, okay? So you have to make sure you're watching it as much as possible. Because of that purpose. And, a lot of times is making sure that a lot of times when you're doing online stuff, or excuse me, or then you are. May know already, or things that you might want to know down the road. It's a way to understand what's the point about this, and being safe online for your son or daughter is important from you guys to all different ages. It's always a good idea to be safe when you're online, because and you should always know their password to their phones or tablets or computers or whatever they use for that full access, so you guys know if something's wrong, you can easily access their account and see it and report it as fast as possible. And reporting it as fast as possible is a very good idea to do, because you never know what kind of issue your son or daughter are in or whatever, because it might be a bully, it might be a sex offender, it could be pretty much anything. So it's worth taking your son's phone for it, son or daughter's phone for it to check out. If they don't, their son or daughter doesn't seem like themselves, and you see them on their phone a lot, that might be a time to say, hey, can I look at your phone quick? It could say right there. It's easy. But if it's your boyfriend, then you should be okay. So thank you all for being an awesome team and coming in out to check my awesome podcast today. I will be back live probably tomorrow. I will let you know though. just needed to do a second one. Thank you all for coming out, for checking out my awesome podcast. It was an awesome journey today talking about safety purposes. So remember, if your son or daughter are not themselves, take their phone, check out what the problem is, and get it solved. And everything will go smoothly. Thank you all for coming out. See you all again, maybe tomorrow. Thank you. Peace out and goodbye.